Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Lyme Boss Podcast. I'm Heather Gray, aka the Lyme Boss. I'm also a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and certified bioenergetic practitioner. And I like working with fast-paced professionals who have, mystery digestive issues, brain fog, and lack of energy. Could it be chronic Lyme disease? It was with me. And I like getting to the root causes of people's malfunctions and stop throwing band-aids at symptoms. But it doesn't just have to be Lyme disease. Any person that I have on this show, anything we talk about can be, good fill in the blank, cancer, diabetes, any chronic illness that's going on right now, this can apply to it all. And today's guest is no different. He's a personal hero of mine. I've been following him for years. When I finally met him in person this last year, I fangirled and screamed and did the whole thing. I slightly embarrassed myself, but that's okay. Because let's welcome non-toxic dad, Warren Phillips. Thank you for
Yay!
having me today. I'm so
That
excited.
wasn't embarrassing. And I had all those symptoms. I had the fatigue, the low energy, all of it, right? Brain fog. That was me. And it wasn't just Lyme. It was mold toxins was part of it. But yes, and I absolutely lit up when I got to meet you in person. I mean, I've heard about you, Heather, and it was an equally as exciting time. So never feel bad about giving someone a hug because I loved it.
That was awesome. And that's part of the reason is because, well, you've done what I haven't been able to do in a very direct, like, I just love the truth bombs, the direct, that you drop on a regular basis. If you folks aren't following him on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, I highly recommend doing so. But I digress. Let's start from the beginning. How did you become non-toxic dad?
Well, it was a bit of a journey, I would say. I never thought I was going to be doing any of this. I was an environmental consultant up in Missoula, Montana, where I got my master's at the University of Montana. I moved out there, part of my life dream. But after cleaning up hazardous waste for about 5 years, I just started developing these weird symptoms. I was like, why is my eye twitching, right? Why am I sound sensitive all of a sudden? Why is when my cell phone rings, the old flip phone cell phones, when it rang, that I got like anxiety, or a doorbell rang, or why was I gaining weight? Why didn't I sleep at night? And I'm like, I'm 25 years old. This shouldn't be happening. So you go to the therapist. You're like, I have anxiety. Like, I got anxiety at work, like overwhelming, like I couldn't even move, debilitating anxiety. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Because I was this healthy guy, all American athlete, straight A's through graduate school, through hard work, by the way. It didn't come easy. Spent a lot of time in the lab. So I was a lab rat during both my undergrad days. I was in a lab rat exposed to chemicals. I was exposed to a lot of chemicals as an analytical chemist, right? In my graduate work, studying the binding of toxic heavy metals and environment. So a lot of chemicals and acids and heavy metals exposure there. And then you add on the environmental exposures I got cleaning up as an environmental consultant, abandoned mines, federal use defense sites, underground storage tanks, because they always leak and go bad. So I was sniffing a lot of carcinogenic and neurologically jacking chemicals. I cleaned up mercuric oxide, which is mercury in an oxidized form. When sunlight hits it, it does vapor off. So it was a they used to use that to put on wheat back and grains back in the day to help with crop yields, because if molds and funguses and even rodents and pests and pesticides, like it's like a pesticide, it's like an all-in-one. It kills everything if you eat that coated grain. So they'd make a slurry. I digress, cleaned up essentially all kinds of nasty things. And in that process, I start developing these weird symptoms. They got so bad as they progressed, with the anxiety. I went to even alternative chiropractors at the time, of course, medical doctors and therapists. And then they did all their therapy things. There's nothing wrong with you. You just need to exercise, or there's nothing I can do. They didn't even prescribe a drug, which I'm happy with. But it got so bad, I thought, I listened to my dad and my mom. You're just stressed. You need to move home, and everything will be fine, son. Every parent wants to say that because they're loving and kind. And I moved back in with them. Moldy basement. No, right? Pennsylvania, the rain built. It's the middle of a hill, so all the water runs down through the soil, right? Coming in and always hitting the basement. It wasn't like a wet basement, but it was a damp basement. And so if your humidity is above 50% in your basement and you're not keeping that down, you're growing mold. Even if it's concrete, it can grow in the dust. It can grow in places that you can't even see, even if it's not visible behind on your sheetrock. and it's there, right? It might not be a bunch of black, but it's still growing there. So got even sicker to the point where I was debilitating fibromyalgia at this point, laying in bed. I did go to medical doctors that gave me pain pills and Effexor. I would wear a donut roll, like from when you get the old whiplash, I'd wear it at night and just like try everything to get rid of the neck and back pain. It was just so chronic and so bad. I didn't sleep. I was 210 pounds. So I gained a lot of weight. You know, I couldn't even go outside and enjoy anything. So and people face this, the anxiety is so great. You can't even function. You can't even walk outside. You can't definitely smell a chemical, but anything that disrupts you, you're a complete ass because you can't function. So you're mean to people. You can't handle any stress, whether it's good, happy stress, exercise stress. You can't laugh. You can't smile. I just recently found my laugh again. It took me years because I was so neurologically challenged and just hurt and those deep wounds. And I needed to just, you know, get through all that. And I'm finally laughing and having a good time again. So this process of healing that we're going to talk about takes time. And hopefully I can save you guys from a lot of the challenges I have, because what I found is it wasn't, you thought I had it bad cleaning up hazardous waste. I think you guys have it worse living in modern America with the homes and the air quality and the water quality. Man, it was, at least I could protect myself. But what I found, and I got so upset when I discovered this, the first thing was like mercury amalgam fillings that the government lied to me about, right? And mold. That's another hidden, you know, the real estate industry really hides that one well. But these things are real issues, and there's real science behind them and how they affect your body. And they're the root cause of many diseases, if not 90% of them that we face today. And I at least was, you know, as a hazardous waste expert, I was at least told that these things were bad. Of course, I didn't wear my mask when I should have, but you should be wearing a mask in some of your homes. Your VOC levels are so high that it's not good air, right? The mercury amalgam fillings in your mouth are putting more, the air quality in your mouth would shut down a building, right? If they said they measured that amount of mercury in the air that's in your mouth, especially when you drink hot coffee or something that causes your amalgams to off gas, they would shut down the school, right? But it's okay when it's in your mouth. So that's how silly, and it's really hard to believe that stuff. Even when you see the truth, it's like, no, there's no way. Well, eventually I did find these truths and got so upset that I'm like, man, we have to tell the world about this stuff. And that's when I started teaching practitioners along with Dr. Dan, and we created this huge movement of detoxification, utilizing natural health practitioners, medical doctors, health coaches, you name it, to educate the world. And then as I moved out of the coaching area for 18 years, someone like you and a bunch of other people challenged me and said, look, Warren, if you don't try social media, if you want to have an impact, social media is that. And I'm kind of a crunchy dad. I'm like, ah, no cell phones. And actually, I don't like the exposure that I get now because I'm on my phone a lot more, right, than I want to be. But man, the impact you can have, there's so many people suffering. And if we could just show them, like we can on the show, some swaps and changes and expose some of these areas that are highly toxic to your body, in 2024, we can see a big shift in your health. And that's why we're here today.
Well, absolutely. And so it's funny, I've been starting a new campaign of like, let's be kinder to Karens, right? Because the Karen is the, you know, the grumpy, reactive person. You know, most of them, I used to be that way, right? I used to be the asshole. Like you said, I was reactive because of all the chemical inflammation in my brain. And so coming at this with a little bit more compassion towards folks who are acting that way, because if they're acting that way outwardly, can you imagine how they feel on the inside?
Oh,
right? Like just, no healthy, well-adjusted person acts that way to people, right?
No. I mean, so, it can be emotional stress or toxicity stress that just your bucket's full and another thing goes wrong. You're like, rawr. And and you're in fight or flight because your hormones are off. So you're rawr. Right. And so many people forgave me. And that's why I'm so right. Nice to the Karens, right, that are out there. What do you call it? Is a Karen? Is it a boy? Like, what do you call boys? Karen means is an all encompassing term. I'm trying to be like, you know, correct. Know, right? Here. So
the Steves or Dougs, I don't know.
Yeah.
I,
yeah. So
I was trying to think of that too the other day. I'm like, what's the boy version of
the trending word is definitely Karen. So Yeah, I that's one great thing, but I can still be that, right? I can still be reactive at time because I'm still pushing. I can handle a ton right now. Like my stress levels, it's wonderful what I can do. I have three little girls, you know, but I'm always pushing the envelope because I believe stress is good because our body adapts. It pushes us to become better. It's like, man, I'm being reactive there. How do I need to balance my life? I love playing the game of pushing the limits a little bit. So, but you know, back then I couldn't control it and so many other people can't. And so it's sad.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, the truth, the reason I fall in love with what you do so much, the truth will set you free, right? So like recently you've been talking about a lot about toilet paper, and I just have a quick little story to tell and then we'll go to commercial and we'll dive deeper into the non-toxic swaps for 2024. But one of them was about toilet paper. And for 20, I'm always saying, if no matter how common a symptom may be, it is never normal, right? It's always your body's check engine light coming on saying, hey, dummy, there's something going on in here. And I just assumed I had a tiny bladder. For some reason, I thought there was something wrong with my bladder. I couldn't even drive 45 minutes without having to map out bathrooms where to stop. This has been going on for 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
I saw your video about toilet paper. I stopped using toilet paper and started using a bidet. I didn't have a tiny bladder. I had some sort of a reaction to the toxins in the toilet paper that were irritating my urethra, causing me to feel like I had to pee all the time. Like, what? Who would have thought?
I mean, it's inflammation, right? And you're putting those toxic plastics and other chemicals, you know, in a very sensitive area.
20 years. I used to get made fun of for me and my tiny.
Yeah, I remember you saying that at the seminar. You go, I got a tiny bladder. I got a tiny bladder.
Because it rules my world. I have to constantly clock bathrooms, right?
You didn't tell me this. That's amazing news.
I just recently, in the last 2 weeks, and so it just dawned on me that I'm like, oh, I forgot. Yeah, this was just in the last 2 weeks.
So we need to share that, you know, on this, and I'm going to do a video on that. Maybe we get on and do a Zoom call again and just tell that testimony, or just talk about it more here. Like Heather, you know, because you have inflammation, right? And there's, is it vaginosis or what is it called when you have infections? I'm trying to...
And it was more of the urethra because I used to get tested. I thought it was a UTI. I thought it was a kidney infection. I thought it was a bladder infection. Everything always came back negative. And that's why I was just like, ah.
Which causes inflammation, right? Okay. So it makes you feel like you have to pee. But there's that other study as well when it comes to using toilet paper that they found that that they get just overgrowth and issues. And they found that that was linked to the toilet paper as well. So just throwing off your bacteria. So there's all these things. It's like you're putting chlorine, right? Which what kills bacteria on an area that has a very unique and specific microbiome to keep you healthy. And then you're taking toxins that kill healthy, good bacteria and wiping yourself, especially for females, right?
And well, yes, I was using bamboo.
Your bum
has
a microbiome
better.
Too. So it's not itchy and inflamed and red and have hemorrhoids, right? So then you go kill those bad boys, and that's another nasty thing. So, you know, I mean, I only made this switch like probably a year and a half ago. I was using a bidet, of course, but I still, you know, had some white stuff because I didn't even think it all the way through. So I'm not like, you know, I'm calling the kettle black, right? Because I was doing the same thing.
Well, and I'm using bamboo, so I thought I was doing something better. You know, I get it from Grove, and it's supposedly non-toxic in bamboo. But then you even talked about clothing and how, think about it, right? To make bamboo soft for paper, for clothing, what kind of chemical process do you have to put it through, right? So it didn't even, like I said, it never even dawned on me, the toilet paper.
It all depends on the processor, right? There's solvents. They're all solvents, but some are non-toxic solvents that can create the pulp, to create the paper, to create the fabric, right? And then there's toxic ways of doing it. Traditional toilet paper, traditional fabric, all toxins, stuff that, you know, hazardous waste, right? So you can do it that way, or there's clean, more environmentally friendly and non-toxic solvents. They're more expensive and takes more time, and they don't create the pulp so easily, but you can create the pulp to create clothing and paper and toilet paper, you know, more safely. So bamboo isn't bad. It's how they process the bamboo, right?
Yeah.
Paper isn't bad. It's how they process the paper. And that's the other thing. Recycled paper, for recycled toilet paper, we're saving the environment. That recycled paper has all these microplastics that you're wiping yourself with, and adding bedding in that, especially in women and men, if you wipe your butt, those get embedded and cause what? Inflammation, right? And inflammation is the root cause, aka hemorrhoids, aka urinary tract type feeling of infections, and you have to pee a lot, right? And you didn't even know it was the inflammation from toxins and microplastics and all the other nasties.
I drove for 3 hours the other day. 3 hours. I drove straight through and I didn't have to stop once. Like when I got there, I did a little dance. Now, I posted.
And you thought of me. You're like, yay.
Well, I posted a video and I actually tagged you and I tagged Joel Coy in it because it was him talking about his mother using a bidet type of thing. So you planted the seed and then his comedy skit said something about a bidet. And then I put the two together and now I don't have to pee all the time because I'm not putting toxics in my nether areas and causing issues. So God bless you, non-toxic dad.
Well, that's a great testimony and great to share with people. Everyone's going to switch now, right?
Woohoo!
All right, that's one of the swaps you need to make in your bathroom is you got to get rid of that toxic toilet paper, preferably get yourself a bidet and hook it up. They're not expensive. And then get some non-toxic toilet paper that's not processed nasty. And there's some better bamboo brands out there that do that now. There's like 3 or 4 really good brands. Switch to them.
Nice. Absolutely. So this is a great place. We're going to pause for just a quick commercial. When we come back, we're going to go into more of the toxic swaps, non-toxic swaps for your kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom. So stay tuned.
All health begins in the mouth. And some of the best products out there for your best oral health care is Primal Life Organics. Their tooth powder, their gum drops, their tongue scraper, their electric sonic toothbrush, all of it. And they've even got a kit that's got your whole mouth regime, AM and PM, all in one easy to use kit. I highly, highly recommend it. Oh, and it's got an awesome little red light to help with gums. Most folks with Lyme disease and chronic health have got issues, infections in their gums, in their mouth, and they've got really bad teeth. I've spent over $10,000 fixing my teeth from the years of issues with cavitations and cavities, being a mouth breather, so many things. So everybody says that your immune system starts in your gut. It actually starts with your mouth. So make sure you get your mouth nice and healthy and start with Primal Life Organics. Make sure to go to my website, thelionboss.com. Go to the resource section and get yours today.
Welcome back, everybody. Since we already kind of started talking about the bathroom, let's continue in the bathroom. So what are some more amazing swaps that we can do to help our health of our family, health of our body, health of the environment in our bathroom?
So the first one that's top of mind, and you're really going to be surprised by this, I just shot the video, is razors. I was shaving the other day and my skin was irritated. I wasn't using my safety razor. I was using those disposable razors. And it dawned on me, why is this irritating my skin? Why do I not like this? And I use organic soap, organic shaving cream, still on top of all of it. And I'm like, this stuff is nasty. What's in this strip? This has got to be bad. So I deep dived on some research. I found a study, a Danish study, that there's BHT in that strip. And there's also polyethylene glycol, or PEG, P-E-G. Now, PEG is probably what gives it that slippy feel. We use it all the time. It's kind of like, it's not antifreeze, but it's kind of like antifreeze. It's a solvent that is really, you know, slippy on your skin. Slippy is a Pittsburgh word. I'm from Pittsburgh. I pronounce a lot of things wrong because that's how I was taught. That was my environment. So please forgive me.
It's slippy.
Slippy. It's slippy outside, right? So then I saw the BHT, which is a massive hormone disruptor, right? Linked to cancers as well. So BHT, which is banned in Europe, they found in two of the five razors that they tested, or two of the, I can't, you know, don't quote me on the number, but they definitely found it in two of the razors, both in Gillette and Bic. They actually found it in four razors. Two companies, Gillette and Bic, and two companies and four razors that they tested BHT. That has no business being in your razor strip. You're thinking like your blood, right into your bloodstream, your legs, you cut yourself. It doesn't even matter. Your skin is an organ. It's eating everything. So you're putting that on over and over again, getting that new, you know, strip, and you think that it's helping, but it's not. It's in putting this polyethylene glycol, which is a known carcinogen as well. Right. And then also BHT in some of these lubricating strips. It's nasty. You got to switch those out, guys. And it's easy because you can get, there's a lot of razors, the cheap ones, right? And they do a great job, I find. Get some just regular soap is what I use. I have like this oatmeal type bar that I use for shaving, or organic shaving creams. And you can just use, I mean, I used to use those little blue plastic ones, or you can get a little bit next step, a little more old school safety razor. And for dudes, I don't know very many women who are straight razoring, but you can get a straight razor. I'd love to, there's some badass out there that's using a straight razor. Maybe you can reply to this podcast and say, Warren, I mean, Non-Toxic Dad, AKA Warren. I'm more known as Non-Toxic Dad than my real name. And then Line Boss, AKA Heather, more known as the Line Boss. I'm a magician when it comes with the straight razor on my legs, you know? So, but your skin is your largest organ. So this is just a small swap. Now there's bigger ones. Like if you're using toothpaste, you got to get rid of that fluorinated titanium dioxide crap, coal tar, blue number one colored Crest nastiness, you know, Colgate, this stuff is nasty. There's, if it has fluoride in it and your kid happens to drink it, they're going to the poison control center because of the amount of fluoride that's in there. You can only use a pea-sized. You know, how many, who uses a pea-sized? So you do too much fluoride. I mean, fluoride is toxic, period, to me. But if you use too much of it, if you put too much toothpaste with it, you're literally, according to even the regular guys, we'll call them, you're poisoning yourself. That's why they have the warning label on it. Your toothbrush, why would you brush? You're trying to avoid microplastics. You have a water filter and you're sitting there at the sink going on something that's much harder than a toothbrush, your teeth. So it, you know, there's a hardness scale. Plastic is softer, teeth are harder. What are you going to do? You're going to abrade those microplastics right into your body. Yuck. You know, so get rid of those toothbrushes. There's, you can get boar bristle, which is really good. You can get bamboo fiber, wooden stick. So you're not in the part of the plastic toothbrushes, not just the head. This has been found to be contaminated with a lead a lot. So it's up in your mouth, contaminating your body with lead as well. So swap out those bad boys. The other one, and I talk about this all the time, but women, you're still using toxic tampons. You're shoving freaking plastic and toxins and chemicals into one of the most sensitive areas that absorbs right into your body, right? Quickly. It's high blood flow, high absorption, right? It's like a suppository that you're putting in your body, and it's putting these toxins in you. And you're like, wonder why my hormones are off. Right. Well,
wonder why my periods are so bad and heavy.
You know, tell them what to do. There's organic cotton. There's the pads are even better because of the flow. And like, I'm not an expert in this area, but there's hormonal experts that say that you shouldn't even put anything in there and you should use pads. Like, that's not my area. But if you are putting something like that inside of your body, make sure it's 100% organic cotton or a cotton pad, please.
110%. I really like those, the new, you know, period panties that have come out. I, you know, sadly had to have a hysterectomy quite a few years ago, so I didn't get a chance to use those before part of my plumbing got taken out. Now hindsight's 2020, right? Probably due to a lot of those chemicals that I was using for years and years and years, you know, and that's part of the reason why we have these conversations, is to save somebody else from having to get, you know, part of their plumbing taken out, because organs aren't supposed to be taken out, right?
We
were born with them because they're supposed to be in us. So yeah, don't look at that type of stuff as routine, because it really shouldn't be.
If there's a hormone, that's a hormone producing organ that your body needs, right? Yeah, and what's the biggest one that you spray on in your bathroom for your swap is perfumes and fragrances. They contain not only one of the major hormone disruptors, phthalates, right? Which is, they're everywhere now. So they put that inside of fragrances, I think, to keep it stinking longer, right? But the fragrances themselves, they're chemically engineered to give an addictive smell, right? And the chemical fragrance people and the flavoring company, they're all the same. It's the scents, the tastes. They're all the same chemical mimics that are highly neuroaddictive. That's a word I'm bringing up. They're highly neuroaddictive, neuroinflammatory. That's why so many of us, we're more sensitive, because we're not living in a fog. We get a hit of a toxic fragrance. So it triggers a headache because it inflames your brain. It triggers brain fog because it inflames your brain. So these are things we need to swap out. Get rid of that stuff. Do nothing. you know, scrub your pits really good, right? And then put on a little deodorant, you know, maybe with a little bit of essential oils. It's non-toxic. There's some great sprays. There's these great companies. Now, the beautiful thing about today, Heather, when I got sick, what, 2005, almost 20 years ago, none of these non-toxic stuff existed. I was putting essential oils on my armpits. Would I do that now? Probably not, because that's a little much, right? Because you're putting very powerful essential oils on there, but it's the right kind in a lower dose for sure. But I would mix up my own concoctions. I would try things. Nothing worked, you know, but today there's so many options. So that shows me that this market is really moving. So these swaps are so readily available. There's great clean perfumes out there if you want to try those. Of course, a little essential oils, or just do nothing. People say I smell great until I'm not, but I just shower more often. And I do just the pits. Like, I don't put tons of soap. I'm almost a no shampoo guy now after our buddy Steven Wright. Right. There's a viral video of him and I went all in. I probably washed my hair maybe 4 times since then, right? And my hair, and I was having irritated scalp, so that's gone. Switch out your toxic shampoos for good shampoos, or go no shampoo like I did. Especially guys short hair, it makes it a lot easier.
Well, and it's amazing. People don't realize that when you start living a more non-toxic lifestyle with your food, with your water, you don't have the BO as bad as when you're eating the crappy food and you're in the other stuff. I don't use Great deodorant point. At all. I do not have the same BO that I used to. And I don't wear toxic clothes anymore either. And that's the other thing. I can always tell, like, when I'm at Mindshare and I'm looking a little bit more fancy and I can't get away from some of those more synthetic polyester type fabrics, they make me reek. They make me stink so bad that your body is just so pissed off. So you do, it'll shift and you won't stink as bad and you won't have the need for a lot of those.
Yeah, because your lymphatic is not overworked. You're not constipated anymore. You know, I found that when I was sick, I mean, I'd literally stink up a room. Like, I go in the room, leave. So I wasn't used to me being in there. And I'd walk back into the room and go, oh my gosh, this room reeks. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's me, you know? So it was really bad. But after my detox pathways got opened up, you know, my lymphatics moving again, going to the bathroom, like, my digestion is improving. My health is improving as I age. I'm 49 years old, moving towards 50. This is a big year, and I'm healthier now than when I was 45, say. Not as healthy as probably when I was 40, but I'm much healthier than I was when 45. Like, I've been working on my back pain, cleaning up my diet. You know, I do kind of an omnivorous diet, you know, probably more meat-based for the most part if I can. But I definitely eat everything clean, grow my own food in my garden, just up-leveling my garden every year, up-leveling my sun exposure, my grounding, you know, movement. I have a walker underneath me here. So just up-leveling those little things. That's not really, you know, a hack or a swap, but it's important for us to know that we can, and inspire you guys that you can get healthier over time and stink less.
Okay, cool. Well, that was a fun little trip around the bathroom. Let's go to the kitchen next. That's actually my favorite room in the whole house, is the kitchen.
Yeah, I just did some swaps on this for 2024. So this is really top of mind again. The first one I think we can make for our health is getting rid of just traditional table salt. And one of the main reasons is, you know, not only is it not as hydrating because it doesn't contain those trace minerals that our body needs, but a lot of the times it sits right on the back, anti-caking agents, and these can be neurotoxins like aluminum that's in these anti-caking agents. So it's just not a high quality, healthy salt. Swap that out for high mineral salt with low amounts of lead, like Celtic sea salt is what I like to use, right? And then, you know, we're telling everyone to use RO systems and all these filtration systems to get out the microplastics, the pharmaceutical drugs. So yes, in your kitchen, switch your water, get an RO system, but that's where you take this salt. The RO system strips most of this out, right? Or a deionizing system strips it out. Or so if you distill your water, you're also going to lose a lot of those minerals as well. So now you have the salt. You made a swap for cleaner water with an RO system or a distiller, which is amazing. But now it's void of water, void of minerals that your body needs to hydrate and get into your cell. So you got to add those minerals back in and the salts in, because that helps bring it across the cell membrane and into the cell. That's the most important part. Now, if you're drinking RO water with food, you're going to have the minerals. You're going to get your absorption that you need. But if you're just pounding a glass of water to get better hydration, a little bit of that clean, Celtic sea salt. So there's another swap. Another huge one that we're making a mistake, and you look at it every day, I know you do, is your chopped up, nasty, microplastic board because someone convinced you that that's the only way that you're not going to die of E. coli, and that is not true. Get rid of that nasty thing. It is putting tons of microplastics, probably like a credit card a month, into your family. So you got to get rid of that thing and get a whole big old chunk of wood, and they make these out there. If you go on Etsy and ask people, say, don't finish it with your mineral oil. No, no, no. Can you do organic beeswax or something else? Or just say, don't finish it at all, and you can preserve it at home. And just get a chunk of wood that's non-toxic. You seal it up with beeswax, which is antimicrobial. You're going to be fine. You know, have one for meat and one for vegetables, of course. You don't really want to use both, and one can be stinky and one can't be. It can kind of transfer flavors is more the issue that I have with it. And so make that swap in 2024. Another one is your pots and pans. I mean, people are trying to convince you that these non-stick pans are non-toxic now since we got away from the forever chemical pans that I grew up with that were all scratched and nasty and, you know, black and peeling off. And we were eating PFAS growing up. Down me some serious PFAS, you know, from DuPont back in the day. But now today they come out with these new fancy chemicals and say it's nonstick. Get rid of all that stuff. Do not trust it. You need to get the things that are earth materials, earth derived, like carbon steel is my favorite because it's even a better gloss than cast iron, in my opinion. Gets really, after you use it for a while, here's the trick. You can't use your cast iron and your carbon steel with acidic foods because it'll literally dissolve that finish. You don't want to be eating that finish anyway because it's oxidation, which is carcinogenic, but it stays there. It's perfect because it has this oxidized surface that becomes nonstick and it doesn't get into your food. Just like when you're grilling, right? You can get a little bit of, that's why you don't want to burn your food because of that black stuff is carcinogenic. Your body can handle it, guys, but try to limit that as well. So cast iron and carbon steel is what I like for eggs and non-acidic foods. And then I have my stainless steel, right? And the hack there is that's great for sauces and soups. But the hack there is don't scratch it really hard with other stainless steel objects. Use wooden spoons. So wooden spoons and wooden utensils with your stainless steel, because especially if you have 1810 stainless, which most products are, there's a few 18-0s out there, but really not that great and hard to find. It's really, really niche. You really don't have to worry about it if you're using a wooden spoon and not scratching and scraping, because you can get a little bit of nickel poisoning, the research shows. So you have to be careful. Nickel has no right in our body. There's no use.
Absolutely. And yeah, you got to be careful with that nonstick stuff because DuPont, even after they got in trouble, they rebranded Teflon under a whole new name. And I can't for the life of me remember what the name of it is, but yeah, just stay away from it. It's absolutely, I mean, forever chemicals is what they're called. Like they don't go away out of our environment, out of our body. They screw up your brain, your hormones, you know, reproductive. We have so many reproductive issues these days. A lot of it's linked back to these PFAS. So
yeah, absolutely. You add microplastics and PFAS that are now ubiquitous through our water supplies. Phthalates, which is a byproduct, it's a plasticizer, a phthalate, which makes plastics more soft. Those three chemicals alone, the phthalates, which are derived from microplastics mostly, the microplastics themselves, and the PFAS that are now found in the research from the EPA and all of the forever chemicals in all of our water supplies, that's ignoring the drugs and everything else that gets in there. So it's pretty nasty. But before we move into the bedroom, the last swap I would have you make is if you're still doing this, talking about plastics and plasticizers like phthalates, get rid of your plastic Tupperware, right? It might've been your grandma's. You had that Tupperware orange one that someone sold you at your front door. If you're older like me, or my parents at least had those, we passed them down. We had cookies in them and all that stuff. But those things are super toxic. There's the Glad plastic where, you know, it's just nasty. You can easily even grab these glass ones from Costco. And yes, they have a plastic lid. Just don't put hot stuff so it touches it. And then also what I do, I just get a piece of parchment paper and put it on top. So the oils, the fats, they're going to want to react, or the acids that want to react with that plastic. You just keep that covered. And then the precipitation that comes up hits the hits the parchment paper and drips back down. It's not hitting the plastic and coming back down back and forth, right? And if there is some water on there, when you pop it off, even with the parchment paper, shake it off, because there's going to be microplastics in there. But you're in a very inexpensive swap from all your plastic storage containers over to these glass versions using that parchment paper trick, and you're golden. That's the end of the kitchen swaps.
It's bizarre. I have found all my glass containers at a secondhand store. It never fails every single time.
Because people move back to plastic.
It's so crazy. I'm like, yeah. So you want to talk about inexpensive, like, go check out your ARC, your Goodwill, and you'll be amazed at how many of those glass containers you can get to start off with. Well, that's awesome for the kitchen. Now let's head into the bedroom, shall we?
I love the bedroom. This is the place you want to make your sanctuary, right? Because this is where you heal and you sleep. And this is a lot of these toxins that are in your bedroom are what's keeping you up at night and what's activating your nervous system and not making you relax. So top of mind, I haven't heard this on a podcast before, but if you even have magazines next to your bed, those inks put off tons of all to organic compounds. So this is a free swap. Just get rid of all magazines and stuff like that. Keep them somewhere else in your bathroom where you're not, you know, sniffing them right next to your head at night. If you have a brand new book that you're reading, just put it down further away from you and just let it off gas for a little bit before you place it next to you. So that's one easy, quick tip to keep your home, your bedroom, your sanctuary. But the easiest swap that I like to tell everyone is your cell phone use, because, you know, there's all this, of course, there's a lot of different information and misinformation when it comes to this stuff. But when it comes to charging your cell phone, even iPhone is telling you don't do that by your bed. They're hinting towards this stuff because there's going to be lawsuits and they're going to say, well, we told you and we put the warning in the phone. Did you see your agreement? You signed that, you know, we mentioned that. Now they're mentioning you need to reduce your cell phone use too. So they're setting these things up, saying that we warned you about all this stuff so they don't look so bad. It's called incremental persuasion is what they do. They kind of seed that these things over time because it's too shocking to let them know that, yeah, this stuff does cause cancer. And the research shows at the very minimum, charging your cell phone with a double plug, it's not grounded, putting off a nasty electric field, which has been, and magnetic field, a little bit of a magnetic field that have been shown in the research to disrupt your sleep. So what you need to do is put your cell phone, and that's not the radio frequency side, that's more of a carcinogenic ADHD research, put it on sleep, right? But if you're charging, oh, it's on sleep, and now I'm just charging it, right? There's your small magnetic field and a nasty electric field right next to your head. That affects your sleep. So to get rid of that toxin, you can, if you need to charge it at night when it's on airplane mode, is just use a battery one. When you use a battery, it doesn't put out an electric field. So you're still charging your phone at night and you can still grab it, pick it up, turn it on. And, you know, if something happens or you're worried about something. So this is a hack to charge your phone and not expose yourself to those toxins. Now you're in your bed. And if you just bought a brand new bed, I feel bad for you. I'm not telling you to drop another $4,000 on an organic mattress, but you sleep here, guys. This is where you want to save a lot of money, save money up. Or if you need a new mattress, you got to go organic. There's several good all organic companies out there that range and price points. The cheapest one I found is My Green Mattress. For the price, I couldn't believe an all organic mattress could be that inexpensive. I was assuming it would be $4,000. It's like their most expensive one's like $1,800. And I'm not trying to, you know, tell you that's where you need to go, but that's the one that's, man, if I would have known that when I spent $6,000 or $7,000 on organic mattress 15 years ago, which is one, my bedroom was the first place that I cleaned up. I had to rip out the carpet because I couldn't afford new carpet. You know, I had no furniture in there. It was just a freaking used piece of furniture and an organic bed on the floor. That's how I had to survive, right? So don't survive, thrive. Get yourself, when it's time to get a new one, or if you're looking to get a new mattress, or I've inspired you to get one, go and grab yourself an all organic mattress and then go to organic cotton sheets or bamboo that's not the toxic kind. So Cozy Earth, they got big and they moved away to the more toxic bamboo I guess. But there's these other companies that are doing it right. They're doing the correct processing, like we discussed and opened this up. They're processing the bamboo correctly. It comes from organic, sustainable bamboo, right? Everyone says organic, sustainable, but they forgot to mention how they process this bamboo to create the fabric. And there's a safe way of doing that with organic bamboo. And these sheets are super soft. If you want to be completely clean. Get yourself 100% organic sheets. And there's lots of with natural dyes or no dyes at all. And there's lots of those available out there. So that's that swap. The next swap, let's go into our closet, which is part of our bedroom. It's our stinky clothes. And I'm moving away from this myself. I still have a little bit of polyester stuff laying around and I've been transitioning out. It's a little harder right now to find all organic stuff that fits you well and that looks nice. Like I've been trying on so many different organic jeans and they just don't fit right. They're no more expensive than when I buy jeans because I have a very limited clothing. I'm wearing an all organic cotton t-shirt. This is usually what I wear. So there's some organic companies out there for cotton, but to get the, it's tough, right? So this polyester has to go. I talked about how it's clearly so shown in the research to cause infertility in men, right? There's studies on that. They did a study on dogs. It made 100% with the, you know, polyester panties on the female dogs. They become infertile as well. Didn't happen when they were with cotton, right? So there's this direct link. We're putting this stuff on. It's a lot of it's with electric charges. It's also absorbing those plastics into our body because polyethylene, if you had a polyethylene shirt and you melt it, it can turn into a plastic like piece of Play-Doh. Like it's just plastic. You can recycle it. It's wrapping yourself in plastic. And we think that it's great. And it, you know, all these big companies, Sheen, and it's just cheap, nasty chemicals you're putting on your body. I tell my daughter, oh, that's spun oil. You can't have that, right? Spun oil, like you spin up yarn, right? It's spun oil. So get rid of that stuff. Swap it out for hemp. Swap it out for organic cotton. Switch it out for wool. Like I'm switching, and it's taken me even time to do this. And this is what I do for a living. So I know it takes time, but look and be intentional on getting rid of all these polyester and synthetic fibers out of your life and switching to the organic cottons, the hemps, the linens, the silks, the naturally derived textiles that our body likes, and they're not going to poison us.
Absolutely. You know, and he brought up a really great point that it does take time, folks. So don't get too overwhelmed with all the wonderful information that we're giving you. You know, I tell my clients when I work with them, give yourself a year, right? And every time, you know, that nasty deodorant runs out, you know, trade up for a cleaner version, you know, and if you do that every single time you lose a piece of clothes, you know, I needed a new mattress. So I got to trade up this last year. It was awesome. But, you know, it's taken me years to get the right kind of water filter, air filter, blah, blah, blah. So don't think you have to do it overnight, you know, baby steps, and it still leads to, you know, big wins in the end. So don't get overwhelmed with the details right off the bat. Just start one foot in front of the other.
Yep. It's an incremental way to a non-toxic lifestyle. Like I'll end with this. And by well, it is lyocell. Lyocell is the good form. Viscose is the bad form. So we got, speaking of details, not to get overwhelmed with, I'm a details guy. So, but here's the point. When I talk to people all the time, and I get a lot of feedback, of course, online, because I love that, you know, share your thoughts. You know, it's not going to offend me. If it's offensive or mean, you're just going to go bye-bye. But because we're here for a discussion, I'm not saying I'm 100% right on everything. Like I'm here to learn too, but I do my research. I have been doing this for 20 years. I have a master's degree that dealt with toxicology and chemistry. I read the papers all the way through. I don't just look at an abstract. I have university access. I grab the whole paper, read it all the way through, see how it was funded. I take a lot of time to research this stuff because a lot of people are busy. They have new families and it's a lot of work. But what I find a lot is excuses for failure. I can't afford it, right? Or it doesn't matter anyway. Everything's toxic. Like that's not how we live our lives. Like I can make so many excuses not to get up every day. I can make so many excuses to get overwhelmed because I do get overwhelmed with the amount of toxicity that's in this world and in the environment, right? It's a crazy decision and it can be overwhelming and our brains love to make excuses to make it easier on ourselves. But we're made to be strong, right? We're made to lean into stress. Stress is what helps us grow, right? And it's a good stressor to realize, oh, there's toxins out here. I just need to slowly, methodically make some better decisions in 2024. So the easiest thing to do is just look at three changes you want to make each month, right? It can say, I want to buy one new piece of organic, you know, clothing that I'm going to wear more often. I'm going to simplify my wardrobe. There's ways you could do this and position this with instead of a excuse for failure, but solutions for success in your life, and use that energy instead of going, bah, 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 you know, like we all do, and I do it too, but look at some solutions for success that you can do and look at it from a solutions standpoint, not an excuse standpoint, to start implementing these things, right? It's, you know, if you get overwhelmed at first, it's like, okay, this month, all I'm going to do is change my toothpaste. Great. But now you created a feedback loop of positivity in your life that'll spiral you this way in your life, right? It might not give you the big hormonal shift. It might not give you the Heather, I don't have to pee myself moment anymore, but it could, right? Now, how much time have you saved not running to the bathroom, not verbalizing, I gotta pee? It saves you energy when you do this, right? No one wants to hear that, right? So anyway, I'm just playing, Heather. So just really create this as you're moving. This is going to be a new episode in early 2024 here. So I really want to encourage you just to make these small incremental steps. Stop yourself when you start making an excuse and be like, nope, I'm going to take that energy and use it for a strategy for success in creating and living a non-toxic lifestyle.
Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
I get an amen? Hey, so this is the shameless plug area of the show. So where can people find you? Where can they find out more about you and how to get more involved and plugged in?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, any of my Instagram, that's my biggest following over there. TikTok kind of got a little bit of throttle there. So it's still great. I mean, all the information goes up there, very similar content. My YouTube, my Facebook, all non-toxic dad. I have a website with free resources and downloads. nontoxicdad.com. And another thing we're doing, we're talking about swaps in our homes, the kitchens, mold, like all that. I partnered up with a good mutual friend and New York Times bestselling author, Dr. Prejum Shojai. And we were doing a really amazing, our producers, you know, out of LA, like a world award-winning producer. It's helping us create this Homesick Home series. And I think that it's really important for us to realize how our homes are making us sick, because these are our refuge and we don't want to leave it. There's so much emotion surrounding, and that's what's made society strong, is that our homes are healthy and safe environment. When they're not, you know, we're off. So the Homesick Home series is really birthed out of all the problems people recognized when we were locked up and how toxic our homes can be, because we were just inside way too much. And it was these sick homes, people are realizing they're sick homes and they needed a lot of research and references. So we put together some of the best experts. We went into homes and walked through a sick home, whether it's mold, whether it's EMF, and the dysfunction that it caused. I did a lot of stuff on air quality. There's stuff on in the kitchen, just like a lot of the small things we're talking about, but in a docuseries, film quality, free series that we want to provide to the world, to help educate people on how to live a non-toxic lifestyle in your home and how to make your home safe.
That's absolutely beautiful. I can't wait to dive deeper into that.
Homesickhome.com. That's the plug.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today. Like I can't even, my heart, I'm just so grateful for you and for what you're doing in this world and yeah, how you directly impacted my life over and over and over again and how you do every day with people out there. So just don't stop doing what you're doing. And we appreciate you and love you and adore you. And thank you. Everybody else, make sure to stay tuned and have a healthy day.
Thank you guys. Thank you, Heather. Much love to you. Love everyone.
Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this episode. Even if you found one little piece of inspiring nugget in it, this is how we change people's lives. This is how people get better. This is how people get hope. So please make sure that you are liking, sharing, and subscribing. Stay tuned for the next episode. You're not going to want to miss it. And while you're at it, head to my website, thelimeboss.com, and make sure you download your free video series, Real Cooking for Real Life. Learn amazing, delicious meals in 20 minutes or less. Learn why and how we cook certain things that are toxin-free, free of contaminants, and how to get a delicious, healthy meal under 20 minutes. You're not going to want to miss out. That's thelimeboss.com.